I can't feel part of my pinky.
That's weird.
Normal.
Which pinky? Pinky toe?
No, the pinky that I sliced open.
Oh, that's
normal. Oh, yeah. How's that? How's it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Almost healed.
It's still there.
Still there.
Exactly. You don't need to feel your pinky.
It's kind of like my penis, you know? It still works. Like, I still pee out of it.
You can't feel
it,
though?
I still feel it.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
after you sliced it open.
Why would you ever need to feel that thing? I mean, really? Yeah. It just gets in the way.
Boss Bell Radio.
Are we recording?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Wednesday, everybody.
I'm telling you, we just need to have a red light in here, Griff, so that when we start recording, it's just
on. Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Well, you can see the switch.
Yeah, but it's all the way over there, and it's not very bright.
Yeah.
I knew we were recording, but I mean, I just thought maybe it was...
September.
September.
7.
Is that today?
2011.
That's pretty fun.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Games and stuff.
Talk about games.
What we do here at Boss Barrel Radio. Word.
Ryan, you got a severe haircut.
Severe.
You think so?
I think it looks good.
I don't know. Severe is the right word.
Is this how this works? Last week,
severe, it goes from like shoulder length hair to 2 inches of hair.
Well, see, I've only got about an inch, so
that's
fine.
I'm sorry. It's not.
It's not severe.
Extra severe.
Last week, Griff had a haircut,
mm-hmm.
and Ryan had a haircut.
Yep, you're up, John. We each have to get a haircut every week.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm trying to grow my hair back out.
Either
again.
You or Billy.
I say we do Billy.
Okay.
You want to do Billy? That's gross.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Boss Barrel Radio does not condone this sort of talk or behavior.
Word.
Word.
So, guys. Hip.
Hop. The hop. Hippity hop.
She's been calling me all night.
All night, man. You just want to talk about some news right now?
If you want to talk about news now?
Yes, I do.
Get out of the way.
Yep, let's get that out of the way.
Fun and exciting things to talk about.
Yeah. You looked some stuff up, right, John?
Yeah, I found, like, absolutely nothing.
That's because there's not a lot happening right now, except for a gajillion releases.
Yeah. Yeah, those are starting to happen. Dude, I'm, like...
Resistance 3.
Yeah.
Dead Island, Disgaea 4, and one more.
Yours is coming out soon.
Yeah, that'll be 2 weeks, I believe.
Is it 2 weeks?
20th.
20th? Why do I always think it's like the 13th or something?
I thought it was really soon, too, but no, it's coming out right now. But for actual news, there's not too much that's happened. I talked a little bit about Nintendo Ambassador 3DS nonsense last week, and if you'd like to actually know how to claim your Ambassador rewards and status, you can read my article on how
Gunstringer comes out next week.
Wrote how to do it.
Sweet.
Gunstringer.
Something for the Kinect that might be worthwhile.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I watched some video of it. It looks really good.
And then Kirby comes out after...
Which Kirby?
DS Kirby.
Mass Attack?
Mass Attack, yeah. Comes out the day after Gears does.
Nice.
So it'll do really well.
Wait.
Yeah.
A Nintendo game comes out on, what, a Wednesday?
The 21st?
Yeah.
That's Gears come out. Gears comes out on the 20th, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
20th is probably, what, a Tuesday?
A Tuesday. And then, yeah, that DS game comes out on a Wednesday. It's weird. Normally, Nintendo games release on
Sunday. Sunday, yeah. But news quickly here. So Ryan Payton, Ryan Payton is he used to work for Konami. He had massive involvement in Portable Ops and mostly Metal Gear Solid 4, making it actually playable. And he switched 343 Studios to work on Halo, and consequently, Halo 4 is a story writer. And now he's left there, and he made his own studio called, like, Camouflage.
Camouflage?
Camouflage. 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 Something like
that.
Are
you just messing up the name because it's actually messed up, or because you're...
It's messed up, man. Like, it's like Camo, F-L-A-Q.
Camouflage.
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 X. Yeah, so he's left Microsoft and now he's working on his own. So that's good. Ryan Payton's good shit.
His own thing.
Yeah. The other news is Dragon Quest X DQX was announced this past weekend in
DS
Japan.
DS title or PlayStation title? Or
neither.
Nintendo title?
Yes, as it's always been.
Right.
It is, well, not always, but...
Wait, Dragon Quest is a Square product.
It is a Square Enix product, yep. Yeah. And now Dragon Quest... Well, it's an Enix product, but... it's being in-house developed by Square Enix, and it is going to be an MMO.
What?
Yep.
PC?
What? No. For the Wii and the Wii U.
An MMO for the Wii U.
Yep. You can complete it on your own and play through the whole single-player game by yourself.
So how does an MMO on the Wii... How does the M&M work on the Wii? Because you have to have, what?
Internet connection?
1,000 friend codes?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I think part of this is part of, like, Nintendo's weird, like, we totally are going to redo our business model where we think more about MMO-style features, like the online component to video games, so maybe this has something to do with it, but...
shoot me now.
Yep. I didn't really care for Dragon Quest before, so that doesn't really mean much.
I played 8. It was great.
Yeah.
Dude, Dragon Warrior, the best Dragon
Warrior. It's the best Dragon Quest
first,
game.
First Dragon Warrior is the best thing ever.
Dude, no. 8, it's great. Yeah. Don't hate.
You need to play the first
Appreciate.
Dragon. You need to play the first Dragon Warrior.
I really need to mate.
Before it became Dragon Quest.
It's fate.
Okay, we're done here. I'm leaving the
podcast. John's walking out.
I wanted to settle this like, you know, reasonable human beings, but I just
bah!
Fuck it.
That's a door closing.
Bang.
So yes, so Dragon Quest X is going to be a game where you can play it a single player game, but there will be online components and a point in which you need to subscribe to an online portion where you pay monthly to finish it.
I have to pay Nintendo more money to not have
Square
fun.
Enix.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, either way, not have fun.
Yep. Wow. Comparisons are being drawn between Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest right now.
Final Fantasy 11?
And or 14? Los Devs.
Is that the most exciting stuff we got?
The most exciting thing we got is this Wii or this 3DS bullshit that's happening right now.
Oh,
Famitsu,
yeah, that's right.
Japanese video game magazine extraordinaire, like the number one Japanese video game magazine, has released a feature about the 3DS having a new bundle, which it will be sort of a docking station. That has a second analog stick on it.
What? Or
your 3DS into this docking station that then has another analog stick on the right side and L and R buttons so you can play Monster Hunter more appropriately.
Does it come with Monster Hunter?
I don't know.
It should.
Yeah, so potentially it's in the vein of Monster Hunter.
Are there not L and R buttons?
There
are. Just not
but
secondary.
There's
ones.
Not two of them
oh.
for each side. So, fucking crazy.
Fucking crazy.
Exactly.
It's like you're plugging your system into a controller.
Yep. But,
yeah.
For no good reason.
Right. And it's like, so I can only play Monster Hunter when I'm connected to the wall?
I don't, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
I don't know. That sounds
well,
crazy.
That's how the old days used to be, remember?
No,
you had to be wall connected. Somehow.
You're right. Yeah. Let's just take
it
3 steps back.
Yep. Let's do it.
That's how Nintendo works, right? That's their business model.
Mm-hmm.
1 step forward, 2 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you places.
Mm-hmm. Clearly it does. They made tons of money like the last 4 years.
Let's put a handle on the next system.
A handle?
Yeah. Handle.
Yeah, so you can carry it around better.
That's it for news, man.
I saw a little blurry thing about Kojima confirming that the new Peace Walker HD will have online co-op.
Oh, what? Peace Walker?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
So, that's cool.
Yeah.
Griff, you want to play Peace Walker together?
Sure. I'd rather play Monster Hunter.
3D with an attachment?
No, the PlayStation version, the Monster Hunter third portable HD.
Is that going to be for PlayStation then?
Yes.
And can we play that?
Dude. Wait,
when is that happening?
Think I forgot about this.
I don't know when it's happening for America. It's out in Japan. But you can play your Monster Hunter third portable on HD on your PlayStation 3. And
blow my mind, right?
Very into it.
I just thought about it. Like, you know, the Wii U, it's going to be that crazy new system, right? Yes, uh-huh. Your old controller with a screen on it.
Sure.
What if, like, the 3DS plugging into that controller contraption for the Monster Hunter could make it into a secondary Wii U controller?
What?
I don't need that.
So that's your second controller?
What if it could? Yeah. Why not?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hire me, Nintendo.
Except it doesn't have a camera on the front.
3DS.
No, it does. You're right. Yeah. It does.
What's wrong with you?
Holy fuck.
Two controller, yeah.
Ryan, you're a genius.
This doesn't need to happen.
You're hired.
This doesn't need to happen.
No, it does.
Yeah,
no,
it does. No. It should.
What everybody on the planet needs to do as a unified being is stop purchasing things from Nintendo.
That's true.
That's what needs to happen.
Ryan, John. No, I know. John, you going to buy Star Fox 64?
Yeah.
Can't let you do that, Star Fox.
Don't let me do it, Griff.
Use bombs wirelessly.
Do a barrel roll.
Press the B button twice.
See, I only remember Star Fox from the first one.
But see, they never actually said this stuff, did they?
Yes, they did.
They had like a couple blurbs where they said things, but wasn't it like some? Or am I thinking of the Super Nintendo?
Cocky one? Little freak.
What?
What the heck?
Am I just thinking of like the Super Nintendo one where they only did like that flappy mouth sound?
Yeah, Super Nintendo. They were just doing. No. Super Nintendo. It was like
sound.
Burp 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 burp.
But didn't sound like Morse code?
No, Slippy would always just do the rip rip, and then Peppy had like that more inner.
Do a barrel.
Which one's the Raven or the Hawk or whatever?
The Hawk was Falco, and his was super deep. Where he's like,
he was a Falco.
Dip dip. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Pepe was like, dip, 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 dip.
What was Pepe?
Pepe? He was a hare. He was a rabbit.
Oh, the rabbit, yeah.
And then Slippy was
Slippy. Flippy, Flappy, Slimmy, Slammy, Swammy.
Slippy was a frog.
Maybe it's on the briefcase.
Dibbit, dibbit.
Oh, yeah, Swanson.
Dibbit, dibbit. And Fox was like, dibbit, 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 dibbit.
Lipped it to the
woozy. Good luck.
Good luck.
But then in like the Super Nintendo version, you had like all the voice acting, which was like the do a barrel roll.
You mean 64?
Yeah, sorry. 64 version was the do a barrel roll, use bombs wisely.
And then that whole series went downhill.
Yep. Really, as far as I know, really hard. There's been no Star Fox games after 64.
Yeah, as far as I remember, nope, never happened.
No, they're just slowly making a new one. It's going to be like Duke Nukem.
It just blows my mind. You have a controller that has, you know, flight controls, like inertia flight controls built into it. How do you not make a brand
new... Saving it for the Wii U, you play the whole thing on the screen, you're like, whoa!
Yeah, well, maybe. According to Iwata, if you do not purchase Star Fox 64 3D, Star Fox is going in the garbage.
Really?
Yep. If it doesn't perform well, Star Fox is being dropped as a brand.
That's harsh. They just did it wrong.
Someone else pick
it
up.
It's not.
Someone else pick it up. Do it 10 times better.
It's not the fault of the content. It's the fault of the people making the content.
Well, it's a Rails shooter, so take that as you will.
But still,
It's also bullshit because Nintendo has a brand, and Nintendo will work that brand as long as they can.
They're still working Kirby to death.
Exactly.
That chewed up piece of rubber.
And Wario.
Wario doesn't get worked over as much as he used to.
Yeah.
Wario had his time. Master of Disguise, Wario World.
What about Waluigi?
Nobody touches Waluigi.
About Waluigi?
He only exists in the sports games and the party games.
Exactly, he's still around.
Waluigi.
But he's not like a primary character like that female version of Toad. Toadette.
Toad's... Wait, what?
Toadette.
Oh, in Mario?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Toad's wife.
No, Toad. Toad, the female version of Toad.
I always wonder why Toad was called Toad.
There's a million of them, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Toadstool.
They're like, right, toadstool.
So he's a mushroom. Poop of toads?
No. Mm-hmm. No, okay, anyway.
Yeah, he's toad
moving poop. On. Yeah, they're like Moogles. There's just like a ton of them. They're all called Mogs.
One of them has a scythe. It's the best one.
Yep.
Does that mean he's the best?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whoever has a scythe is the best?
Yeah.
Yep, that's how the Mog
world... Bog. I forget how Mogs are named.
With three letters, an O and a G.
No. No, that's not it.
You play anything, Ryan?
Actually, I invested in Need for Speed Undercover.
Oh, man.
What?
Yep.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I was itching to play a racing game, and I always liked Need for Speed.
Why don't you just wait for fucking Need for Speed? What's the new one out?
Because it was $15.
San Andreas.
Need for Speed San Andreas?
No.
I think that's actually a...
No, because there's Driver San Francisco that's coming out soon.
Yeah, Driver San Francisco. That's coming out like this week, right now.
Yeah, it's also $60 compared to
$15. The run.
Okay, well, why don't you play the run? Why don't you just pick Driver something better, like Blur or Split Second?
Also not $15.
Also better, though.
Yeah, way better.
So explain to me why on a game. Underground 1 or 2?
Oh, there's 2?
Okay, that was a bad thing to say. You're just going to buy the second one.
No, I just wanted a racing game. Every four years, I buy a Need for Speed game.
Why not Burnout Paradise?
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
that's really
good. Better game of the two.
What?
Burnout Paradise. The best game with infinite expansions and super cheap and...
Well, great control.
Apparently, within the decade, Burnout is the game you should be playing. Burnout Paradise is the game you should be playing.
Yeah, well, I didn't. It wasn't there for my decision to buy.
Should have bought it.
Just think about that. You should ask the people that do a podcast with you what racing game you should purchase. And I would tell you that racing game is Mario Kart.
How many racing games do you own, John?
Do I own?
I would say it's Jak and Daxter.
I own Jet Moto, and that's the only racing
Jet
game.
Jet Moto coming out on PlayStation Network this week.
Really? Yep. That's the only racing game you should ever own.
I had Jet Moto 2.
Mario Kart. Okay,
fair enough. Jet Moto 2 and Mario Kart 64 are the ones you should own.
Okay, any actual car racing games?
You race
Twisted
cars.
Twisted Metal 2.
I don't think there's racing in that.
Twisted Metal Black.
I had all those games.
Okay, hang on. I think it's something good here.
No, something you own.
Something I own?
Something I own.
Because you're telling me to buy games that
James
you don't
Bond.
Own.
Or
yeah.
James Bond. There's Over probably some racing
Red
in there.
Limit.
Overdrive.
Oh, Hydro Rhythm. Thunder. There you go.
I've owned that.
Okay.
Kelly Slater's Pro Surfing.
Also not a racing game.
Tony Hawk Downhill Jam. Mm-hmm.
You're telling me to buy that. You're telling me to spend $15 on that game.
It is a racing game that is probably
over
better.
Need for Speed Undercover, which is actually
Ridge
a
Racer
good.
7.
Wipeout.
I have it.
Wipeout.
I have all these games.
PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
and my Wipeout $15 HD.
I own it.
$250.
I own Wipeout HD for the PSP.
Wipeout HD.
Right, there you go. Then why do you need another racing game? Okay. Actually, no, what you need to do is go buy a fucking N64 and get Episode 1 Pod Racers.
Nope.
That's a good fucking racing game.
No, it's
Don't
not.
Don't listen to Griff. That's an amazing racing game.
Oh, I played that too. Yeah, played that for many hours.
Did you play it with two controllers? We've talked about this before.
Me and Griff has talked about this before.
I don't think...
Put two controllers in.
There's a way that you can jack that game and make that run on two controllers.
One thumbstick for each hand to control the pod.
Each engine, yeah. It's
yes.
It's the definitive
this
way
is
to play
for
this
real.
Game. It's real. I looked into it.
So
it's the definitive way to play that game.
You gotta like move both of them to move.
Yep. That's right.
So what happens if you go like
if
out
you go
on both
left
sides,
and right on the left and right?
Yeah.
You tear your.
Yeah,
your pod into pieces.
You don't win, that's for
what
sure.
What if you zigzag like back and forth?
Hey, dude.
Maybe.
I'm saying this is why you need to spend your money more wisely.
No, actually, I love my purchase of $15 to buy.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Tell me all about it.
It's a racing game. It's got Maggie Q. It's a Need for Speed game. I knew what I was getting into.
That's really well.
God damn it, Maggie Q.
I knew what I was getting into. I knew
this
it was
from 2008.
Yeah. I knew what I was getting into, and I enjoy it.
Yep. That sounds great.
It's lots of pretty decent racing.
Pretty decent racing.
Pretty acceptable,
acceptable racing
stuff.
Yep. Man, I was going to say, no, if you, dude, you need to get a PlayStation, because what you should be playing is like MotorStorm.
If you want to buy me a PlayStation...
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, dude.
If you can find me a PlayStation and MotorStorm for $15, I will get it.
How about you buy less crappy games every month, and then you save up to a PlayStation? Buy a PlayStation,
and then you can purchase better games.
Yeah. No, because I can... No.
Dude, the explosions in MotorStorm are well worth
then
it.
Then you can play God of War 3.
There you go.
You like that game.
God of War 3
you
is
like
a good
game. I do like it.
But I'll loan you my copy of God of War 3.
I wanted to play some racing. I just had a craving for some racing.
Had an itch that needed to be filled.
Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts
and Bolts. First, there you go. First next-gen game I ever played was Need for Speed Most Wanted, and I played the crap out of that game. And this was the sequel to that game, so I said, okay.
All right. Enough for ragging on Ryan for his poor decisions.
I knew what I was getting into.
What else did you play? What else did you play?
I played a little pinball.
Oh, yeah, that's
new tables out, right?
Yep.
New tables.
Little Miss
Splosion Man.
Mrs.
Splosion. That's Mrs. Splosion Man to you, sir.
Sir.
Yep.
I hear they're garbage.
It's got the same music.
I hear they're all garbage.
What?
All the new tables.
There's multiple new tables?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they also put out those hero tables, didn't they?
Yep. There's like a Fantastic Four table.
That's been out. So we've talked about this.
Oh, have we? Well, is Miss Splosion Man the only new one?
That's the newest one that I... That's the one I downloaded. Okay. Yeah. There's a Captain America that's been out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Captain America.
But they're all great. I like them. I don't know who you heard their garbage from.
I heard their garbage.
From who?
Heard the Miss Splosion Man.
Who gave you their explosion?
Your mother.
Well, she doesn't like pinball.
She loves it.
No.
She likes good pinball.
She doesn't...
She plays Black Knight 2000 all the time.
Can you download that table?
Yeah.
On what?
On PC.
PC or real life.
Yeah. Well,
download that table into your house. Put it in the basement.
Yep.
How much is it?
Roughly
Griff, I think you need to get rid of this futon and just have an entire wall of pinball tables.
I don't think that would fit.
Sure it would.
No, I'm saying just get rid of this.
Where would I sit to play my video games?
You just sit on the table.
Right there.
Oh, you don't sit on the tables. There's a sign that says don't sit on the tables.
Well, you could put one right there.
I could, possibly. Mm. There's room for tables, but I don't...
One right here?
I don't want to do it. That's a huge commitment.
No, it's not.
That is. What happens if you lose one of those balls or one of the bumpers goes bad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fix that shit.
Exactly.
You just call somebody.
No, there's
not anymore.
Not anymore, you don't. Mm-mm. Now you gotta look it up online and hope the wiki's not lying to you.
Yeah, I talked to a dude in tokens, and he was telling me that their two primary engineers for refitting their tables are gone. They just don't
exist
anymore. They just disappear.
Can't make any money.
That is a shame.
And that's why tokens has been going downhill for the last 4 years.
There's no market for that kind of place anymore.
Yep.
It's a sad reality. Chuck E. Cheese beating the shit out of you. But only in the slightest.
Call the Chuck E. Cheese again.
In the slightest way.
Okay.
Yeah, go ask Chuck E. Cheese how they get their shit fixed.
Chuck E. Cheese sucks harder than tokens.
It does.
They've got a pinball somewhere.
I want to go to a Chuck E. Cheese that is still alive and vibrant. Like a Chuck E. Cheese that's like the. Yeah, I know. I said alive and vibrant.
Yeah, 22nd like, Street. They're alive. They're kicking.
No, dude. No. No. Just like All Play and just like
freaking. I want to go to a Dave and Buster's that's in the commercial where people are having a good time.
Yeah.
Not depressed.
I still have not been to that Dave and Buster's. I went to one in Maryland.
I've never been to
that
one.
Was like
I've been to a Dave
the most
Buster's
exciting
a
thing.
Lot.
The it's most exciting thing about that Dave bad. And Buster's mm-hmm. like limo Hummer.
It's like the Applebee's commercials you see where there's like a billion people at the restaurant.
And everybody's like, smiling.
Yeah, everybody's happy and hot and yeah, like dudes exactly. are handsome and chicks
and
are gorgeous.
Then you walk into an Applebee's around here and it's
sad.
Like there's two people like...
There's two dudes there just like cracked out on meth.
And the meat doesn't actually like look like meat.
There's no food
like.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sizzling fajitas aren't actually sizzling.
No. They're just sort of like hot.
Kind of warm. It's because people have complained about their fajitas being too hot.
Too hot. The food's too hot.
Yep.
I feel uncomfortable.
I can't do this.
John, you play anything?
I started playing Deus Ex.
Yes, you did.
It's pretty good.
That game sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I put it on easy.
Throw it out. You put it on easy, really?
Yeah.
You didn't even go to the normal setting?
I was looking at normal for a while, and I was like,
you should have went hard. It's not a hard game at all.
No, it's not.
You should have put it on hard.
No, you should have just went normal, because it's fine.
No, but you could have got the achievement for hard.
Yeah, true. It's, okay, so
well, clearly you don't understand how my brain works. Because the boss fights would be fairly difficult.
Yeah.
Especially the second one.
No.
Yeah.
You just throw a grenade. Every boss fight is the same system. Throw a grenade, shoot, throw a grenade, shoot, throw a grenade, shoot, dead.
Okay, I'll remember that.
I think the second one would be a lot more tricky because there are secondary things that blow up and might kill you.
I didn't even notice
Depending on the way you spec yourself.
Did not even notice those.
Throw an EMP grenade.
We'll see what happens. So far, it is sort of interesting that me and Griff have had slightly different slightly different things that happen. Like, I totally did not defuse whatever bomb this was that was in the building.
Did you defuse the bomb in the building in the first place?
I think I didn't even do that part.
Never even knew there was a bomb.
There was no bomb for you? Yeah. You didn't find a bomb? Gas bomb? You defused a gas bomb?
No. I didn't even go there.
You guys killed millions.
Millions? There aren't millions of people. Like, yeah, I killed maybe a dozen people. Inadvertently.
Did you go underground?
I didn't
where
save.
That first helipad was? Did you go underground where there's all that hidden shit?
No.
Yep.
I went over top and got the ghost achievement right away.
I did too. I did that. But no, I'm saying when you drop out of the helicopter for the first time, in that main heli room, there's like a hidden underground area with a bunch of hidden shit. Like,
what kind of bunch of hidden shit?
Just like a bunch of crazy candy ammo, bars. Guns, upgrades. Ammo guns. Yeah.
It's a gun that shoots ammo?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
To other people?
Yep. No, it's a gun that shares ammo.
Uh-huh.
It's an ammo sharing gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like shooting ammo
for your
at
co-op
them.
Partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You shoot the ammo at the person and they catch it. And
it
then
gets,
they're like, thanks.
It gets
ammo.
It to
it's
them
like
as quickly as
too.
Possible.
Yep.
Got it. Sometimes
they don't catch it and they die, but that's part of the game.
C'est la vie.
C'est
la
vie.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Aside from continuing to play Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. I
fought on you, sir.
I for some reason downloaded a game called it has a weird like subtitle to it, but it's just called Apocalypseageddon. It's terrible. Don't ever play this game.
Does it have Bruce Willis in it?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No.
Isn't
Bruce Willis in a movie about apocalypse?
Yeah. Yep. It's called Armageddon. He's not in this.
No, I'm pretty sure it's called the Apocalypse something.
No.
You sure?
Apocalypse.
No, there was a game.
Arm Apocalypse.
No, there was a game on GameCube called Apocalypse that Bruce Willis was starred in.
That's probably what it was.
But that's not what this was.
Tears of the Sun.
Tears of the Sun is a great movie.
It's okay. It's not that great.
No, it's amazing. Bruce Willis is so amazing. Anyway,
John's got a big boner right now.
Is there any Bruce Willis movie you don't like?
Let me think.
What about the new one where he's like old? He's an old spy.
Red? Red was great. Red was great.
What about the one where he saves a little retarded child?
Wait.
Mercury Rising.
Yeah, Mercury Rising, that was a good one.
No. It's okay.
Striking
distance. What about the kid?
Great. The kid? His kid was fine.
What about the one where he kills everyone?
What about Lucky Number 11?
Amazing.
Like
my third favorite movie.
That's
Slevin.
Lucky Number 11.
No, he plays Good Cat.
Where he does the old Kansas City Shuffle.
Yep.
Boring.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yep. Kansas City Shuffle. They look left, you go right.
That's what about Kansas City Shuffle is. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It sounds like a good dance.
That's what it is.
You want to do the Kansas City Shuffle?
There's a
song about the Kansas City Shuffle,
too. Not.
Sin City is good. All of the diehards are amazing.
No.
Except for a Vengeance.
Except for 2 and
2.
4.
2 takes a dive. 4 is great.
Nope.
I love 4. 4 is
die really hard.
Good. 4 is not like...
4 Die Harder is
4,
the best.
4 is now like my new favorite like Independence Day film to watch because Independence Day is not good anymore.
Independence
Day. Yeah, what about Independence Day?
Welcome to Earth,
what
John.
What about Independence Welcome Day? Bruce Willis is not in Independence
Day. Yeah, he's that fighter pilot who's black.
He Will says, Welcome Smith? To Earth when he punches the alien in the face.
Does he punch him first and then say it? Or does he say it and then punch him? Yeah, see, good questions.
Punches him because the alien pops out of the thing. Him. And he punches Jackson in the face. Welcome to Earth!
And you just really want him to say motherfucker after that, but he doesn't.
Because he's reserved. He's cool. He's
you know collected. What the best part about that movie is? Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like Bruce Willis better.
No, Bruce Willis is not in this film.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum. He Bruce Willis. He's playing Bruce Willis.
Oh. Bruce Willis plays both those parts.
I would like to see a movie where Bruce Willis plays all parts.
Give it time.
Give it time.
Just like an Eddie Murphy movie, except it's Bruce Willis.
Yeah. It could be.
The Whole Nine Yards. Amazing. Whole 10 Yards. Not as good as The Whole Nine Yards, but still what? Good.
There was a movie called you? The Whole 10 Yards.
Yes. It's really good.
It's Matthew Perry and fucking Bruce Willis, and it's garbage.
And Amanda Peet. It's good stuff.
What's wrong with you?
So The Whole Nine Yards, they made a sequel to that?
Yeah, called The Whole 10 Yards.
It's a hitman.
He was not a hitman.
A regular guy.
Exactly. It's really good. What is wrong with you? How do you not like entertainment?
No.
Griff's a fun hater.
Dumb.
Oh, man. Oh, no. What you got to see, though, is Breakfast of Champions. That is a really good Bruce Willis movie.
I'm not familiar with
it. Did you see that one I told you about, the Wild West one?
Huh? Wild West?
No, I had seen it before. I think I told you this.
The Wild West?
Really, really good.
Not the Wild Wild West, but that also has Bruce Willis as a black man. And he chases some guy with...
Calvin Klein. Yeah. Wild Wild West. There's rap music about it.
Yeah.
Also, Men in Black. Great Bruce Willis film.
Yeah. Wasn't Bruce Willis in Maverick too? I swear.
I don't know Maverick.
Okay, don't know we're Maverick. Way off the reservation.
The noisy cricket.
Griff, what did you play?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Fucking nothing.
Nothing.
I finished Deus Ex and I played more El Shaddai.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a ton of Breath of Fire 4 and it's not worth talking about.
Okay, cool.
So.
Cool. Cool.
So that's it.
Cool. No, there was something else. Oh. So I had an interesting question. Like, this weekend I had to go to Chicago.
Oh, I also played a million games on my 3DS that came out for the Ambassador
program. Oh, yeah? How's that?
Not good.
How do you feel about being
Not
Ambassador?
Not happy.
No?
Because you can't save anything.
Awesome. Perfect.
Oh, it's like the old Nintendo.
So they basically did nothing to improve these for the experience that is today's gaming.
Exactly.
And they just ported all of it verbatim.
Right, which is fine. But it also sucks, because it's like, I'm going to play Zelda, and if you give me 10 games, then maybe I want to play Zelda for a little while.
Does Zelda save at least? Because Zelda has a save system.
How does Zelda not save?
Zelda had a save system. Just,
boom, done.
You had a 3-slot save system in Zelda.
It's done. There's also another game that gives
me
passwords.
No, that makes no sense.
Because it resets everything. Like, once you exit the game, it's boom, done. It is, that game is terminated.
Right, but... All we're saying here is...
Yes, that exists on a cartridge, and that information is stored on the cartridge. This is like a one program that runs when you turn it on. When you turn it off, it's done running, and it doesn't keep
anything.
How are
you supposed to beat that game? Just constantly keep your console on until it's done.
It's a small game.
Well,
Metroid, short game.
No, all you have to do
Metroid is
turn it in sleep mode, right? And you just open it and keep
exactly.
playing.
Yeah, you like, could. If you want, you can just pop off the home screen thing, or close the cart,
close
or
the,
close the 3DS, and you're fine. Like, that's fine. Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. I would like to see
that.
That shit would suck.
None of this is turned up for 3D in any way, shape, or form.
No, nothing is like 3D graphics or anything like that.
That's all.
Is it the very first Zelda then?
Yeah.
Zelda.
Legend of Zelda.
That one sucked.
It's for me, not as bad as some of them.
The first one I played was actually Link to the Past, and I was like...
Wait, Link to the Past? Link to the Past is really good.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
The first Zelda I ever played was Legend of Zelda, like pretty much 4 years after it came out.
Did you play Zelda 2? Adventures of Link?
No.
That's a bad game.
I've got it.
That's a very bad game. I've got it.
That's a bad game. I've got it.
Okay, so I did... I received a question from somebody that got me thinking. And this is from somebody who knew nothing about gaming so the question seemed odd, but it challenged me.
Was it about Chad?
No. It challenged me a little bit. Griff's like running in his seat right now.
Smashing and running. Oh my God, get but the
gold. So the question that was poised to me, in the last decade, what would be the game of the decade?
Decade meaning 2000 to 2010?
Yes.
Or 2010 to 2011?
No. 2000 to 2010.
I'm going to go with
Halo.
I would have said Halo. I told him if you were going to do most influential game between 2000 and 2005, I would have said Halo.
Dynasty Warriors 6.
No, that's incorrect.
No, you were wrong.
You're wrong.
When did Half-Life 2 come out? 1990.
World of Warcraft.
8-9? Ooh, yes.
Oh. That is a very good answer. World of Warcraft is a very good answer.
Peggle.
But no, see, I would have said Halo just like you, because that really pushed online gaming for the console community.
Definitely, yeah.
It
brought an online multiplayer shooter to console.
Well, without
it was evolved.
Halo 2, definitely.
The combat, it was like evolved.
Combat evolved, definitely. Yeah. Most def. Yeah.
He's a rapper.
He's also an actor.
In a movie. It's great. With Bruce Willis. It's great called actor. 16 Blocks.
Most def. Oh yeah, and that's a great ass movie. Again,
he's also in a movie with Jack Black. 6 Degrees of Separation.
Most def is also in a movie.
I swear to you, Jack Black has worked with everybody. I will maintain this. Jack Black.
Wait. You want to hear? Okay.
It's Kevin Bacon.
No. Here.
Jack
here.
Black is the Kevin
Jack,
Bacon. Of
Jack Black
generation.
Was in a movie with Bruce Willis called The Jackal. Jack Black was also in a movie with Mos Def called Be Kind Rewind.
Yes.
Mos Def was also in fucking Hitchhiker's Guide. But I don't have a connection with the person on that one.
To who?
Huh?
Like, who are you trying to
connect? No, I'm not making
a Zooey Deschanel, yes. Who will connect with anything that ever came out on sci-fi?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Exactly. Proves my point. Jack Black has worked with everybody. Jack Black is the current Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
But the question
is...
Can you do 1 degree of separation with Jack Black to Kevin Bacon? Or does it need to be 2? Has Jack Black ever worked with Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. We can find this out later. But, shit.
What about the Panda movie?
Oh, did you guys know this? That Jack Black was in the Neverending Story 3?
Yep.
Didn't know this until, like, yesterday.
His IMDb list goes on forever.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Jack Black, huh?
Yeah.
Never even really liked him.
Jack of all trades is what they call him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You see what I'm doing there? Yeah.
Because he likes music and stuff.
Yeah, he trades.
Yep.
He trades a lot.
His name's Jack.
He's a trader.
Oh, gosh.
Trader Jack. That's what they call him on the set.
So do you think between the cross from the last generation of consoles to the new generation of consoles that you would continue to say that Halo was the game of this decade? Or would you like switch it like from after like
Xbox, PS2,
post 2005,
360?
Would you say it's like Call of Duty at that point?
Yeah, probably. It would be Call of Duty.
I'd totally say Ratchet and Clank.
Definitely Call of Duty for just unifying a player base to, you know.
But I
Ryan is absolutely right too when he says World of Warcraft.
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
What is the more prevalent, like?
Well, nothing hits more people than World of Warcraft. Nothing. So yes.
Well, like people / not people, but what has more people?
What did you just call World of Warcraft players Craft. Not people?
Well, you know, there are people that have subscriptions that actually play those. That game. So, like, somebody will buy their subscription for a year and they'll play it for a month and they're done.
Yeah.
So, those are not people. Like, there will be. Yeah. World of Warcraft has, what, 11.
Over 11 million users.
11 million users. Worldwide. And how many of those subscriptions are actually active or discontinued or.
Well, okay,
what
so
are the
even,
fine details
even,
on that.
Even that.
Like, how many hours.
Let's say it goes down to
9 person?
Million after that. You drop 2 million from the people that don't actually play it.
You drop 2 million people off it, then you're getting closer to Call of Duty territory.
Yeah, that's true, because like, I mean, Call of Duty sold like, no. what?
5,000 in the first day, or 5 million in the first day.
Yeah, 14 million in the UK.
Online Call of Duty for the Xbox, there's never been like a million people playing. It's always been like...
Not at one time, no. At
the peak I've seen it, it's been like
but there's never
600,000.
Okay, but I'm going to blow your mind here. There's never going to be 11 million people at one time playing World of Warcraft either.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to say.
It's the same thing.
There's 11 million accounts that have registered through Blizzard and people who have taken up the trial, but
you could wager to say there might actually be more Call of Duty players on the planet than there are World of Warcraft players because it's such a play and toss kind of mentality where it's like, yep. I only have to play this for a couple hours a day and it's no biggie.
Could be.
It's no biggie.
Yep.
There's only a very small percentage of those individuals to that progress like, go in
Warcraft. You need to keep playing.
Yeah, you need to be
but
on that.
In Call of Duty, I used to be one of those people. If you pick it up and put it down sporadically, you'll still
achieve something.
Yep, you'll still get more money and more guns.
I can play 2 to 4 hours of Call of Duty in a week and still progress just fine.
Yeah,
but if I play 2 to 4 hours of World of Warcraft,
that's no time at all.
I just went to the bank.
I chatted for a little bit. Yeah, I'll get nowhere.
Freaking took a boat somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll get nowhere. Fishing.
Maybe gain a level.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just went to the grocery store. Maybe you
went to the auction house.
If that's all my 4 hours was, is grinding.
Just bid on shit.
Yeah. God knows that's what I did in Final Fantasy XI. How else do you people think I racked up a year's worth of gameplay in that game?
Sit in the auction house.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my time was just spent looking at auction house at shit I would never buy. Window shopping in a fucking video game.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Yep.
This is why I don't go on PlayStation Home.
So there you have it. There's the answer.
I think, that's it. So Halo or Call of Duty or possibly World of Warcraft. I think Halo is probably the most influential game we've had in the last decade. I think Call of Duty has helped put up those numbers and unify.
Or Wii Sports.
That's true, yeah. You want to talk about that, then, yeah, Wii Sports, like, mini game collections.
Wii Sports is probably the single most influential, like, console-selling game.
Because it came with the controller, man. I don't think it's influential.
No, that's Wii Play.
That's what I meant.
Wii Play, yeah.
Yeah.
But Wii Sports, yeah, pretty big, yeah. If Half-Life was in the 2000s, which...
It might have snuck in 2001.
I could see, or 2000. Because then, definitely, yes, that would be it. Creating a physics environment with some open play. Deus Ex. Big hitter in there. Mario 64.
GoldenEye.
But that might have been 1999.
What about GoldenEye?
No, that was in...
I think that was
around 98.
N64 was all 99, 98.
I was going to say, because that's a hands down winner.
Yeah.
If that was in 2000.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 10.
No.
Final Fantasy 12.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember the T-Rex that you couldn't fight in the beginning?
Hated him.
He just moved away from him. He killed other things.
I wanted to kill him. I wanted to kill that asshole.
Right. You just come back to it.
No.
It's
not fair. I want to kill him right away. He's a guy, and he's standing there, and he's mocking me. I want to kill him.
I know. Weird.
Bastard. Word.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Pinball FX.
God damn it. If we can't come up with some more content, this is going to be the shortest podcast.
It'll be a very short podcast, which is fine, because there's nothing happening right now. We haven't played any of the new games that are coming out this week, because it's Wednesday, and mail sucks, and that's just how it goes with us. So.
Oh, don't worry. Next week. I will be balls deep in some Disgaea.
Uh-huh. I'll be hacking off limbs in Dead Island.
Is that game supposed to be good?
Nope.
No?
I don't know.
What's it supposed to be? Like, just another zombie game?
Just another zombie game.
Okay, Griff.
Yes, John.
I'm gonna have to retract our statement. Like, came out for Windows in 2004, Half-Life 2.
Okay.
So.
Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2.
Being a big gamer, though.
Fuck you, Halo.
I never played Half-Life 2. Half-Life.
You need to. Like, you don't have to play Half-Life 1. I played it now. Yeah, Oh, that's right.
That's because you didn't play PC games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you didn't have to. I never.
Except for Diablo.
I never ended up playing Half-Life 1.
Diablo 1 was Diablo 2.
Diablo 2 was 5-6 years after that.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty influential. Yeah. What about, no, StarCraft? StarCraft is way more influential. Ooh.
StarCraft is not way more influential, but...
it's niche.
I would say, yeah, it's big, but...
You think it's bigger, or Diablo's bigger than StarCraft?
No, I think that World of Warcraft, or I think Warcraft is bigger than StarCraft,
World of Warcraft
is bigger than that.
But I Warcraft, think StarCraft, Warcraft is definitely not bigger. Than
StarCraft
that.
Carved out a very long and very slim community that thrives around it, like a fighting game, like a Street Fighter or something like that, where it's there are a lot of people who really are into it, but it's not widespread.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's nearly as influential. Like, if you want to talk in terms of just popularity and influence, then definitely Halo has paved the way for bringing a multiplayer shooting game to the consoles. But if you want to talk in terms of game design, then Half-Life was that, where you Half-Life 2 was the game where it's like you have, you know, well-designed levels that just weren't tons of corridors, intelligent AI, physics-style puzzles, you know, an interesting story. You have all that stuff, and like, and then, you know, you have other things in there too, of course. But I would say that those two would probably be the biggest, and Half-Life, you know, led the way to Counter-Strike. Team Fortress and Team Fortress, but a lot of that stayed on PC and it hasn't really migrated to consoles in the big scene, which is where, you know, Halo and Call of Duty take over, where you have them as like the big, you know, the big names for
Halo, Call of Duty, and Gears.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Gears of War is a big thing. For some reason, I don't quite understand.
Metal Gear Solid.
It's all the multiplayer. 100%.
No.
Because it was something different.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
How?
When the first Gears of War 3...
That's
or when the first system. Gears of War came out, it was 4-on-4.
Okay.
No map. It was last man standing. That was the only format, the only way you could play that game.
And how is that different? Like, how does that make it...
You couldn't do that in, like, Halo, where it's, you know, you die, you respawn. Could. Nobody really did that, though.
You could.
And
like, that's the thing. Nobody did it because they didn't want
and to. it was just completely different compared to the rest of the games.
I don't know if anybody's picked up on this. I really don't like Gears of War.
I don't either.
I will play Gears of War 3, and part of me will like it, and a bigger part of me will hate it.
No.
Yeah, for me, from what I see, it is what was Gears of War? It was a third-person cover-based shooter before that was done.
The part of me that enjoys playing
before
the game
anyone
is,
did third, like a good third-person cover-based shooter.
Well, it had been done before it, but it had never been done quite like Gears, with a multiplayer and with mass appeal and with bravado that brings people to the Xbox.
And with Microsoft's money.
Yep. With marketing.
Yeah.
So it was a shot in the dark. Like, it is like, if this works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And it did. And it was beautiful and great. And it's lasted this long. And it's, you know, it's created a genre, basically.
Right.
So, Gears of War, big, big deal. But I still think it's garbage.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Garbage.
It's garbage.
No.
Yeah. It's lucky.
Yeah.
It's not lucky.
It's lucky that a lot of people like to see other
it's
dudes get ripped apart by chainsaws.
It's the opposite of Dead Rising, to me. Where you have a brilliant concept... great design, interesting story. Everything on paper sounds fantastic, but in the actual playing of it, it doesn't work. Which is what Gears of War is to me.
Well, that's
like,
yeah, that's the opposite. Like, I hate everything about
Gears
gotta
of cover,
War except playing
you got,
it.
You got X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C written down, like, notes. This sounds great. Like, you can take cover. You can flank guys. You have an interesting story. Like, oh, the Earth is overrun. This is how you deal with stuff. It's got a great multiplayer. It's competitive. It's cooperatively competitive. But then when you actually play it, it's like, well, I guess if I was just putting earmuffs on and not watching the game, just watch my dude run around and shoot targets, then that'd be fine. But in Dead Rising, you know, you have the opposite of that, where it's like, good story, it's campy and fun, and, you know, fun progression, great ideas, but just, like, garbage in acceptability.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Gears of War is garbage and everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like fast food, man. Like, it's easy, it's fun, it's good, tastes great, but in reality it's trash.
Don't know why you gotta be Gears haters.
I'm just saying, from a mechanical standpoint, I enjoy playing Gears. For, like, I think their cover system is great. I think, you know, the finer points of playing that game are fine.
Except when you shoot dudes in the head, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter. Unless you're playing the single player.
You shoot a dude in the head, he's fine.
Well, it's just like Halo.
They have shields.
Shields. They have overshields.
They have shields.
No, but see, like, this is the exact same. Like, I've said this.
You need an explanation for this?
No, I've said this.
They have shields.
I have said this over and over and over and over again. I like Gears of War because of its mechanic, like, the way it plays. Mm-hmm. I like the way it plays.
You, of all people, these aren't humans. You have told me that many times.
Yeah,
yeah, but when you're playing multiplayer and you shoot another human in the head,
they're not humans. You have told me that.
They're not Earth humans.
Yeah, they're
not from bandanas.
Earth. You don't know how hard their heads are.
Okay, so...
would think you would design a weapon that, if it was a sniper rifle...
Yeah. If you shoot them in the head, they die in one shot.
All right, you got me. Fine. Fine, Ryan, you win.
No, so, yeah. I've,
they're not humans.
100 times I've said this. Gears of War, from a technical aspect, is fun to play. Everything else about the game is total bullshit. Halo, on the other hand, mechanically is just... most outdated piece of trash that I've played in a long time, but I like their story. Like, really? I like the
you
way
like
that
Halo's
they,
story.
I like the way they tell their story. At least I like it. At least I like it better.
Drop back your bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
I hated fucking Halo Reach's story.
Really?
Boring.
Why Reach? Did you hate it? Reach had like best story of all of them.
Yeah,
boring.
ODST had the second best one of all of them. They got better at telling stories. Okay, what is exciting about... God damn, we're going to have this argument again. Like at least once a month, we're going to have this argument. What is exciting about the Gears of War story?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's nothing exciting about that story. It's some dumbass shit, and there's no reason that anything is going on. They're like,
Barrett's cool, man. He's got goggles.
No, the locusts are...
No, he's cool. He's funny. He makes jokes, so he's cool and funny.
No, it's a Coltrane.
I want to give a shit.
Coltrane
about
is
Coltrane's awesome.
I want to hear, but the Coltrane is the best thing about Gears.
I appreciate
of
the Coltrane the most.
Coltrane is the most.
He raps, man. He raps.
He does rap. Yes, he and does. He used to play some really awesome whatever ball.
Thrash ball.
Thrash ball. Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Blitz ball.
I don't know. Like, fighting the Locust is just more fun than fighting.
But why? You don't know why you feel these feelings. You're just a tool,
because right? they're killing all of humanity, which is, I guess, what...
They're what? What did you just
not
say?
Not humanity. The
Locusts. No, I'm not
serenity.
Saying humanity. But it's...
Or serenity.
Yeah. They're terrorizing serenity.
Fantastic. But you don't even know what they are.
We might find out.
Might? I can't live on mites, yeah. Griff.
But I'm saying, like, in but time.
Now they're fighting each other. And...
No, you don't even know. Like, that's... It's
a
all,
lambit,
it's
man.
All,
it's
like,
chick.
Fucking far-flung...
What if Mrs. Marcus Phoenix
no,
actually...
Dude, what if Marcus is part Locust? That would be the best thing ever.
Right.
That's his mom?
No.
Is that Locust Queen?
Uh-huh.
And there's this weird... Yeah, see, this is the only way you wrap this... Okay, so
Marcus
I'm going to call this out right now.
I'm
going to call. No, he's not a clone.
No,
because that would be too easy. That'd be too
easy.
No, that'd be some
Metal
Gear
to make
shit.
Him half Locust, which is bullshit.
No, he's,
better.
He's
clone.
Half Locust, like his father.
No, how is he half a Locust?
No, I'm getting
Doesn't
there.
Make
I'm getting
sense.
There. I'm getting there. Locust used to be people.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
You
can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Reverses.
someday we just need to fucking lock ourselves in this room for 8 hours.
Just hash everything out.
Yeah. Let's have at it.
And just piece the podcast together that way.
Oh, man. That'll be game of the year this year, where it's like, we don't leave for 8 hours.
We just come in with just cut three cases of beer and just go to it.
Into 2 hours. Just bring no beer.
All right there.
No beer. No beer. No drinking God. For game of the year.
I don't know about that. For 8 hours, that could be rough.
No drinking for game of the year. Serious.
Serious business.
Whoa.
Serious business.
A serious business.
I'm very serious Marcus about drinking.
Phoenix. It's like Marcus Phoenix with
just
his
like Marcus's do-rag.
No sleeves.
You know what? The reason that Gears of War is more appealing is
no, it's a chainsaw. It is a chainsaw attached to a gun. That is the exact reason.
No, it's because Master Chief, you never even see who he is or what he is. He's just,
who is Marcus Phoenix?
At least he's got a face, and what's you know his, he's fighting his, for his brothers.
His brothers.
Fucking Master Chief. So is Master Chief. Master Chief is fighting
for his brothers. No, he goes off on his own all the time, and he's like, I'm better than you, and you don't know who I am.
He's fighting for his, like Blargy brothers. His...
What?
His brothers.
Hey, we still got Halo 4 coming out soon, honk so brothers. I don't...
No. Yeah.
Blarg honk honk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. The... The wow, Halo,
like red versus blue shit right now.
The Spartans just don't appeal to me, like the way the Gears characters do.
Uh-huh. Marcus Phoenix is not a character.
Neither is
Baird
Master Chief,
is
though.
Not a character. Coltrane is comic relief, yeah. And what's his name?
Dom?
Dom. Garcia. Dominic is a fucking shell of a character.
Especially now, since he's gone crazy, since he had to shoot his wife.
It's bad video game tropes in one game.
You know your hero in Gears of War was in prison at one point, right?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why was he in prison? He disobeyed orders.
Is that it?
He was court-martialed.
He was put in a gulag for disobeying orders?
He was court-martialed or something and sent to prison because he disobeyed orders of some sign, some sort. But
I'm sure they were really good orders.
I don't even think that's real. I don't think that's it. You don't put somebody in like the fucking piss hole of the earth for
disobeying... It's not the earth. You don't know how their minds work.
I'm so sorry. The piss hole of the planet for...
You don't know how Clifford's brain works.
I don't, and that's the problem. I know it's all seen through fucking aviators. It's not okay.
it's an American Metal Gear Solid where it's like if you try and analyze the details, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I've never analyzed the details of Metal Gear because at least it's telling me something sort of interesting.
Wow.
So you'd rather play Halo than Gears?
No, I'd rather play neither.
Even right. You told me. No,
I'd rather put both discs.
15 podcasts and away, you were like
lighter fluid on that.
I played Gears of War multiplayer for about 10 hours last night.
Definitely,
yeah,
yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why do you?
No, the thing is, at least we both played this game.
I also I do it to myself. A lot of Halo.
Why do you play games?
You did, and I did too.
To have an opinion on them.
Yeah, but you said I found myself. I couldn't rip away. I just kept playing. I just kept wanting to play.
Yeah,
it's addictive to like get the next little rank up or something or kill a dude. But then it's like, you know, I take a step back and I'm like, okay, this is garbage. Done.
It doesn't make it good.
Yeah, just because I'm addicted to it.
I can get addicted to heroin too. It doesn't make it all right.
Exactly.
Oh, heroin's good.
I could play Final Fantasy XI for 36 hours straight, and I know it's not good for me.
I know. I know after my addiction problem of Final Fantasy XI, that was all bad for me.
Yeah, World of Warcraft is not
done that.
A good thing for people. It's not a good game. It's not well designed. It's
yep.
There's all nothing to it. It's just very addicting.
Right.
That does not make a good game.
It's minor self-gratification, which makes you feel slightly better.
Right. It's the problem with Call of Duty, which is like, that could be a good game, but the multiplayer, you know, just gives you that little like slot machine ego boost every couple seconds where it's like, da-da-da-da-da, you got this new rank up.
Speaking of slot machine ego boost, now this is going to be very off the reservation for most of our podcast listeners, but... did you know that people who have Parkinson's have a dopamine deficiency, and when they start taking drugs to replenish this dopamine deficiency, they are very susceptible to becoming addicted to gambling?
Really?
Yes, because dopamine...
With Parkinson's?
Mm-hmm. Because their body stops producing dopamine, so they need something to like give them an artificial source of dopamine to correct their tremors.
Okay.
Well,
I did not know that dopamine had anything to do with tremors.
It drives some of your motor function. So when you have a deficiency of it.
So if they have a deficiency of it, that means they can't make it, right?
Their body isn't...
triggers that to make it?
So here's the thing. Dopamine is also... dopamine is released into the body when you are excited about receiving some sort of gift or prize or... like it triggers a level of excitement. Like, so when you have heightened levels of dopamine and you're gambling and your body gets that little click of like, ooh, all these lights and whistles are going off and then there's money coming out at me and I want to do that more. I need to get more of that. Like, your body, when it gets excited, emits dopamine. And so when you have a deficiency for dopamine, like, you are craving getting that. Like, mm-hmm. you need it. People with Parkinson's have a tendency to have addictions to gambling.
No, didn't know that.
Found this out. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah, you're right, though. That had nothing to do with anything we were talking about.
Whatsoever.
No, he just mentioned I'm just saying maybe people with Parkinson's
On a more related note, that would be more excited. Actually what's happening with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Since the Call of Duty XP event happened.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Fucking weird, because a bunch of details came out from it.
XP event? What's that?
It was in California. It was like $200 to enter into it, and it was like a competitive Call of Duty multiplayer extravaganza where you get to play Call of Duty Black Ops and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, September 1 and 2. And all the profits went to humanitarian efforts and blah, blah, blah. But basically just to show off Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer, mm-hmm. which sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome.
I watched the video for the multiplayer. This?
Really, really fucking coming from awesome.
The Call of Duty hater.
Okay, so I watched...
hate it.
I watched the video.
You know, it's bad. It's like, lacking. Like... you know, MTV is bad. It's addictively bad.
So, okay, so I watched the video for the multiplayer, but I didn't have any audio when I was listening to it.
You're fine.
Okay.
You missed nothing.
Okay. Well, then all I saw was just shooting dudes.
Yep.
That's so all. So how does this make this better?
Because of the details that are not in that video.
Oh, okay.
So part of the multiplayer is there's going to be several new game types. So if you just start on your base end of, like, what is a Modern Warfare style shooter, it is, you know, you're getting in a team deathmatch and you're killing dudes. And what makes Modern Warfare? Perks, killstreaks. So in Modern Warfare 3, the killstreak system has been overhauled. So now you have, listener, if you've made it this far through our bullshit, you've got assault, support, and special. Packages, and you equip your character in that sort of a type at the beginning of the match. So assault is your classic Call of Duty, like, you get 1, 2, 3 kills, you die. You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kills, you die. You get 12 kills. It's one after another after another after another, and you get your kill streaks from there, like a chopper gunner or your like. You know, RCXD or Predator missile or something like that, like a thing that kills more people. That's assault. Support is you spec to be that, and your kill streaks do not stop after you die. So if you get 2 kill streaks, if you kill 2 dudes and you die, and you kill 2 more dudes, you're at 4. So if your kill streak is at 5, then you're still going there. And it's all support style, so it's all like UAV, it's all Blackhawk.
So, what does it reset, you think? Or, like, you go through them once and you're done?
I think it's you go through it once and you're done.
Well, that wouldn't be very good then.
Well, your kill streak is more like 4, right, if it's 8, not. And 30, then it's more realistic. And especially as a support class.
Right, where you're just calling in packages and you're not UAVs,
getting a ton of kills.
You're calling in less lethal things.
Exactly.
No, but if you're going support route, like when I played, I would always have UAV, you know, and if you only get one, then is that going to last the whole match? Because
No, but also imagine that there's a ton of less people using UAVs, so you don't have a radar that's always up showing you where everybody else is.
I know, but if...
So if you have that, there will be less kills in general.
That's an interesting thing.
So I don't know the details on that side of it. Like, do they reset? How does that actually work? But defensive, I would imagine...
Is defensive going to be your, like...
From what I can tell, it's... There is a hell of a lot less emphasis on radar in this game.
Really?
Like it is a lot less like just watching your map. Like, it'll be running around the area and actually seeing people with your eyes. So a
Blackbird is going to be like fucking...
The best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the thing with the dog tags?
The dog tags is a different match style where you can play your
you got to pick up the dog tags to get kill streaks.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just like Medal of Honor.
It's that no, just and like,
Crisis 2.
Crisis, yeah. Where if you actually have your kills count, you have to pick up the dog tags, or the opposing team can pick them up and they don't count.
If a game can get a copy.
Can the opposing team pick them up and it count?
Doesn't count as a kill, but it blocks the other team from picking them up.
Yeah.
It's a game type. I forget what the name is. So.
It's interesting.
It's a way to keep it.
Is it called dog tag pickup?
Yeah.
Dog fight.
And then the last is the specialist, which I find the most interesting.
Oh.
Specialist is. After 8 kills, after an 8 kill streak, you get every perk.
What?
What?
You are granted every single perk until you die. So you have to build up to 8 kills, and then you get every perk. So you get, like, you know, your sleight of hand, your...
all perks on you at once.
All perks on you at once. Yes. Hmm. With, you know, obvious exception to things that are impossible. Like the overkill perk.
Overkill was being able to carry two heavy weapons at once.
Two primary weapons at once. So you can carry like two sniper rifles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that impossible?
Because if you were playing and you loaded out as a character, you wouldn't be able to put overkill on yourself.
Well, I guess
you would already have it. Yeah, so it's like, what's the point of getting all those perks then? So you could have it, but you're paused and now you can do whatever you want to do. Maybe you could pick up another sniper as a secondary, but you can already do that.
No, I think you can already do that.
You can't load out with it.
That was always the thing, is like you wouldn't have like idea of overkill was that you would be able to go into a match with two primary weapons.
You get Juggernaut, like
Overkill Pro. Two primary weapons with two attachments each.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
So, yeah, I never used that. That shit sucked, by the way.
It sounds awesome.
It's not necessary.
No, it sucked. It's a waste. It's a waste of a perk.
Two shotguns.
Well, it's not like you're akimbo style, like, wielding.
They're also modifying a lot of things to make the sneaking side of the game, like the cold-blooded side of it, more...
Stabbing a dude.
Yeah, more of an actual class.
So, is it going to be cold-blooded or ghost?
There are two things that you have to, two perks you have to attach. One will make you invisible to like enemy radar, and half like any radar related perks. So if you attach that and the radar comes up and it's like, you know, you won't see them moving across the radar. And then if they have, like, a Predator missile or something, they won't ever see you highlighted on it. And then the other perk is, like, a perk that allows you to not be seen with any, like, UAV, like, just straight up, like, radar. And then it'll also keep you silenced with, like, the footsteps and the, you know, heartbeat sensors and anything that's, like, beyond those things. So it's there are two perks that now... you have to have on to be completely invisible from radar, which eats up a lot of your slots.
Yeah, are there going to be heartbeat sensors in this one?
I think so.
Because that shit was retarded.
I think they're going to be in it. So you've got, I don't know, it seems like a lot more interesting design to this game, where it's like things, there's not going to be a cash system. You're not going to have to spend Call of Duty bucks to buy your next upgrade.
But I kind of liked that.
It's going to be leveling up based on what just you like use the most. No, not on a set route. It's like, do you prefer to use the AK-47? Well, okay, here's more upgrades to the AK-47.
But do you get all the weapons right away then?
Don't know that.
Oh.
What's the other thing that's in it? Man. There's some other stuff, I'm sure. Just can't remember.
I'm sure it's going to eat time away from my life either way.
No doubt.
Probably about a year's worth of time.
Yeah.
I think the last one I clocked out at, I clocked out at 170 hours.
The final kill streak for Assault is a Juggernaut outfit. 15 kills, you become a Juggernaut.
Juggernaut,
you become one of them from Black Ops?
From Modern Warfare 2.
Oh man, I was really hoping Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
That Marvel Comics, they're about the same.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Do you know who I am?
Bullet Tooth Tony was a bad idea.
What?
Bullet Tooth Tony was a bad idea for that movie.
I liked him.
Man.
That movie was a bad idea.
That movie in general was not that great.
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class is good.
You should see that.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't yet.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Michael Fassbender is great.
Who did he play?
Magneto.
Okay.
Did you say his name's Michael Fassbender? Fastbender.
Sweet name.
He's a Fastbender.
Yeah, Fastbender.
Yeah. He's perfect role for Magneto then.
Yeah, he's also German.
Fastbender, yeah.
No,
he's really fast.
He's German playing a Jewish Polak. It's very interesting to me.
You don't even know Ryan.
Huh?
You don't even know.
I guess not. Whoa.
But you know what? I think we should call it here because there's not much else to talk
about.
Yeah. Call it!
Let's call it.
Shut it down.
No emails?
I haven't checked.
No.
Shut it down.
There's no emails. Thank you for listening to Boss Barrel Radio.
That's us.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.